content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And, of course, we're in the 8 o'clock hour now here on this Hump Day Wednesday edition. The roll up your sleeves, get to work day. We tried to reach out to Miriam Grossman. Apparently, she's lost in transnation somewhere. We can't reach her. There's no answer. Oh, my goodness. She has this book out, Lost in Transnation. It's a child psychiatrist's guide out of the madness. And basically, she has examined all of the atrocities throughout our country taking place in doctors' offices and hospital operating rooms. Physically healthy children, adolescents are being permanently disfigured and sometimes sterilized. Well, you see, the depopulation movement out there wants that to happen. They want you to be permanently disfigured. Now imagine, you're a woman who has your breasts lopped off in a double mastectomy like Ellen Page did when she became Elliot. Ellen Page was a beautiful woman. Why that had to happen is because something got into her head. She's part of Hollywood. Wokeness got into her head and convinced her she was a man. Yep. She's going to get pregnant? Really? How is she going to nurse her kid? No. Yeah, see, men can get pregnant. Yeah, right. No. You're messing with God's law here, Ellen. Elliot. Yeah. E.T. phone home. Those youth who say they're transgender? Yeah. I mean, this is as bad as this RuPaul drag queen out there in England parading around and he's got a... You know what? It's really amazing. These angle grinders, you know what those are? Have you ever seen those? He's got an angle grinder shaped like a wanker, and he's waving it around in front of this crowd of people, and they're all cheering him on. There's kids in the audience. And he's sitting there waving it around in between his legs, and he's got metal strapped to the inside of his legs. So when the angle grinder hits the metal, what does it do? Throws sparks. And all the parents think it's wonderful. What a show. Yeah. Thank you, RuPaul. Appreciate that. All these kids had to watch that garbage. And there's people got up and walked out. No, we're not doing this. Walked away from the whole thing. Said, my child's never going to get exposed to this. Well, I'm sorry. It's a little late. Why'd you take your kids to watch that stuff in the first place? See, that's the problem. They're twisted. They are twisted. They're woke. They don't understand what they're supposed to do. We as parents are supposed to agree with their self-diagnosis and take a back seat while they make these consequential life-altering decisions. And yet you've got everybody and their brother teaching them, oh, yes, there must be something wrong with you. You have the DSM-4 says that you have a gender dysphoria. That's a medical condition. You need to go get it treated. You need to go see a doctor and get puberty blockers. And after you've had a few of those, and, you know, we'll remove your private parts, and then you can become the opposite sex. You see, that's the problem, because then you get sterilized. Now, can Elliot Page get pregnant? I think so. Unless she has that sewed up. I mean, what's she going to do? Is she going to be able to procreate as a male? What's she going to do? Go have an adidectomy? I mean, what's she going to do? How's that going to work? See, this is what's so stupid about all this. And then down the road, you watch, they're going to get depressed and they're going to end up killing themselves. I think Dr. Miriam Grossman wrote this 362-page book, or 364, excuse me, because she gets it. She's examined enough kids to understand what's going on, which is why she wrote it. You know, she's got four books out, including Unprotected and You're Teaching My Child What? I mean, she's exposing the origin and hazards of the sexuality and gender industry that's been translated into 11 languages. She's lectured in front of the British House of Lords and the UN. She's featured in Daily Wire's What is a Woman? You would think that Ketanji Brown Jackson could have read that. Wow. Debbie in Indiana, good morning. How are you?
Good. I was calling to let you know my daughter, I think it was last year, she was going to work for Amazon, and they have cameras to watch you. And she said you're not allowed to eat or drink while you're driving. Now, if you have to go to the bathroom, you have to ask, and all the other drivers can hear you asking.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she, I don't remember if she worked 1 or 2 days, and she said, forget this.
Boy, oh, boy. And all the other drivers are probably sitting there sniggering and making fun. Oh, my God, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, so if they got cameras watching you, I don't know how anybody could pee in a jar.
Oh, no. I mean, this is my point. This is an invasion of privacy. And by the fact that other drivers can hear the conversation, that's really an invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden, since it's all been leaked out of there, that Amazon just, I mean, can you imagine Jeff Bezos and all the money he would lose if all of a sudden every single Amazon driver, understanding what is happening to them, would just walk out? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, but too bad people can't figure it out.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, thank you for the observation. I'm glad that Debbie had chimed in. It wasn't an Amazon employee exactly, but it was close enough.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. How are things in the Hoosier State? Are they as hot as they are down here?
As far as I know, we reach like 92, but not every day.
Okay. Yeah, we were at 105 here yesterday.
Ooh.
You walk outside, you can feel it. Trust me. It's a dry heat, but you can feel it. That's one of the reasons why, and we appreciate your call, Debbie. Thanks so much. Have yourself a great day today on this hump day. Best Life Online, we actually have a thing under gardening, farming, and homesteading in our section there about how to care for outdoor plants during this heat wave, because a majority of the southern states are certainly being affected by it. And that is to make sure that you, instead of watering just the surface, it's better if you deep water the root structures. All right. And you want to do that either late at night when the sun goes down or early in the morning before the sun actually comes up and starts, you know, pelting your plants. Watering the roots is probably the most important thing. You want to make sure that they are totally saturated. Best way to care for outdoor plants. We have some advice on that for those of you that read our email blasts. I told you already about Biden's Homeland Security Department releasing thousands of migrant kids with tuberculosis into the U.S. And we have an article about why some people are mosquito magnets and others aren't bothered. Makes you wonder why, huh? Should we delve into that a minute? Do you ever wonder about that? There's a medical entomologist points to your metabolism, your body odor, and your mindset. Believe it or not, it's rare to attend an outdoor party in warm weather without hearing people complain about mosquitoes. They swat away, sit in campfire smoke, cover up with blankets, eventually just give up and go indoors. It's happened to me before. On the other end of the spectrum, there's plenty of people who don't seem bothered by them at all. So they asked a medical entomologist who's worked with mosquitoes for more than 40 years why some people seem to be mosquito magnets while others are oblivious to these blood-feeding pests buzzing all around them. Most mosquito species, along with a host of other arthropods, including ticks, fleas, bedbugs, black flies, horse flies, and biting midges, require the protein in blood to develop a batch of eggs. It's food for them. Only the female mosquito feeds on blood. Males feed on plant nectar, which they convert to energy for flight. Blood feeding is an incredibly important part of the mosquito's reproductive cycle. And because of this, a tremendous amount of evolutionary pressure has been placed on female mosquitoes to identify potential sources of blood quickly and efficiently get a full blood meal and then stealthily depart the unlucky victim. If you check some or all of the mosquito search boxes, then you may find that you're a mosquito magnet. Depending on when during the day they're active, mosquitoes use sight, sound, and olfactory cues to identify a potential source of blood. Most night active species rely on olfactory or receptor cues. That's your sense of smell, by the way. The most important chemical cue is the carbon dioxide that all vertebrates, including humans, release with each breath and through their skin. Mosquitoes are very sensitive to carbon dioxide, and they can sense a CO2 source when they find it that is many meters away. Receptor cells on the mosquito's antenna and legs bind these CO2 molecules and send an electrical signal to the brain. When more molecules hit their receptors, the higher the CO2 concentration, the closer they are to the host. So this is what they use to track you. Amazing how that works. That's wild. There's also a psychological component to mosquito activity. Some people simply do not notice the mosquitoes around them. A single mosquito flying around some people will elicit a strong response. You've probably seen somebody go nuts trying to track down the droning sound of one mosquito in order to finish off the little bloodsucker. Other individuals aren't bothered and do not notice mosquitoes attracted to them, even when the insects are feasting on their blood. Some mosquitoes specialize in feeding on parts of the body that are difficult to see and difficult to swat at. You ever heard of the 80s Aegypti mosquito? Yeah. Yeah, that's the dangerous one. They prefer to feed on humans, mostly around the ankles. So their bites are just as itchy. Thought we'd just pass that word along to you. In COVID-related news, the FDA, are you ready for this, has approved the drug remdesivir for COVID-19 treatment. Yeah, that's what they use it for. You remember what Dr. Brian Artis called run death is near? Yeah, for treating people with kidney problems despite the data showing renal failure. See, the FDA is not your friend, folks. If you haven't realized that by now, you should. If the FDA is approving a drug that is known to kill people and shut down their kidneys while being treated for COVID-19 in hospitals, why on earth would you want it injected into your system if you've got problems going to the bathroom or, you know, if you've got kidney stones or whatever? Well, you need to give you a run, death is near. Wow. Big Pharma and the FDA. Somebody is getting paid off up there. This advisory committee, they're getting paid off. We know they are. We don't have to mind them. You know, if you've got kidney problems, you best look into, you know, see, this is one of the reasons just before we went on the 8 o'clock hour, I took my Strauss heart drops. See, it reminds me every time I hear Joyce Riley doing the Strauss heart drops commercial, it says, oh, time to take my Strauss. So, you know, that's what I use as my gauge in the morning. In other COVID-related news, an ex-Iowa football player, Cody Incy, has died at age 23, just dropped dead. Why do you think that is? Of course, the media is now, well, we don't know. It's undetermined what he died of. Oh, yeah. The first question in everybody's mind, did he get the clot shot? Anytime you get a 23-year-old dropping dead and he was an athlete, that's the first thing that comes into our mind is that's what was going on. He got the shot. And now the Epoch Times, of course, is reporting something we already knew. Why did they do it now? Come on, guys. You're a little late in the game, aren't you? The headline is Fauci knew Chinese lab was conducting gain-of-function experiments vis-a-vis an email that's now been made public. Oh, come on. We knew Fauci was doing this. Lord God, Fauci, Dr. Anthony Mangala, we knew he was already doing it. The reason they were doing it over there is because they were prohibited from doing it over here. And the heat was getting turned up on gain-of-function research, so they had to migrate it out of the country through the Echo Health Alliance. Along with, what, $3.5 million of our tax dollars and then some? You see, and that's why I get into, and I use that term, pissing contest, because I am a card-carrying journalist, and I damn well know that, you know, there is such a thing about how you report it, when you report it, and why you report it, and why people need to know it. And then we can analyze the living daylights out of it and figure out whether we see it's beneficial to our everyday life or it isn't. Fauci's going to be yanked in front of a committee again. We already got word on that. But see, again, does that benefit us? Well, to those who have gotten the jab, the clot shot, the kill shot, the death vax, whatever you want to call it, and you're now waking up and understanding what's going on here, that you could drop dead like this ex-Iowa football player. 23 years old, he drops dead. And people are going, well, I don't know why he dropped dead. Results of the autopsy haven't been released yet. How many football players and soccer players and people are dropping dead on the field? Yeah. And our military, how many of them are getting myocarditis post-jab? You know, I call it, I don't want to acknowledge this as a vaccine because it's not. And for those of you who think it's a vaccine, I beg you, please, go look up Dr. David Martin and look up the patents. Go to timetofreeamerica.com and look up the patents. They're there, right there on the website. Look them up and read what they are. Read what Moderna said they were and wake up. See, and those of you family members out there that are fighting with your loved ones who actually thought that the government was doing them a favor and protecting them by telling them to go out and get this gene therapy shot, which the government so conveniently called a vaccine, knowing damn well it wasn't. And you're struggling with trying to convince these people. You know, I just wonder how many woke up when their loved ones actually went to timetofreeamerica.com, downloaded a PDF of the patent, and emailed it to their loved one and said, I think you need to read this. I wonder how many of them realized at that point in time, oh my God, what have I done? See, Christians succumbed to this. They were included in it. They altered what God had wrought by going and trusting their government. Tim in Michigan, I have a feeling you're going to shed some spiritual light on this conversation.
I only wish I could spread more.
Yep.
Two things, good Christian people. One thing that's going on, too, is mothers, these good mothers, are putting their daughters on birth control at 13, 12, 13, and 14 years old. And when these women get to a time when they want to have a baby, they've been on birth control so long, their fallopian tubes are drying up, and they've been given extreme amounts of estrogen, which estrogen causes cancer in soft tissue of women. And just for the fact that their kids can be sexually permissive. So that's the Christians' little, you know, when we're giving the gay community a hard time, it's like, look at ourselves. You know, you can see it in the women. Two, the Zika, 2017, they wanted to vaccinate me for Zika so I could leave the country and go to Puerto Rico to work, where I saw the balloons for the first time. That's where they were deployed. I got pictures of them.
Wow.
Anyway, the Zika, from what I understand, they genetically altered the mosquitoes. So when they bred, mosquitoes couldn't produce eggs. The problem was the mosquitoes share about 75% of a human DNA. And women, the shrinking head syndrome was what they were pushing. But what they weren't saying, they introduced these mosquitoes in areas. And if these mosquitoes were infecting women, it would basically take out their ability to produce eggs. And that was a little tidbit from back then. I didn't get the Zika. I actually disappeared and lied my butt off to try to get any of that stuff. And I'd managed to do it. Two, my daughter, who was a liberal, was trying to get pregnant. was going through the procedure to produce eggs, a $30,000 procedure, and she got the vaccination, and the doctor that was performing it told her she couldn't take an aspirin, she couldn't take vitamins. She had to be very, very strict on what she did. She says, well, I'm due for my booster. Oh, yes, go get that. Mm. And the first time she lost the baby, and I brought up the vaccines, and I was instantly an idiot. But I blame it. They killed my grandchildren.
Yes, they did, Tim.
I know that. But can you imagine this doctor, $30,000. Don't even take an aspirin. This is so critical. And they told her to go get boosted. And, of course, she now will never have kids. That's my story. Don't believe these doctors are money mongers. And
wow.
A lot of people that put their kids on birth control at 14 and 13 and think they're doing their kids favors. Why do you think the kids can't get pregnant? These kids get older. They've been on the birth control for 15, 20 years, and they want to have kids, and they've been taking birth control, which is horrible for them. So anyway, that's my two cents for today.
I appreciate it, Tim. Thanks. Boy, I tell you what, that's a very personal story, folks. If you got one, you know the phone lines are open. We got Alan Gossett coming up at the bottom of the hour after the break. So if you want to chime in, 844-769-2944. We told you about what was going on with the Beer for Queers. Now, this, of course, I'm not picking on the gay community. This is what happens when you go woke and you do a woke campaign and you put the picture of a transgender on your beer can. This is what happens. You go woke, go broke. Well, Maybelline is now go woke, go broke, because now everybody is boycotting Maybelline products for using a bearded man in a lipstick ad. Why on earth would you do that? And why would a bearded man, what do you think the concept behind that was? Did you hire the same idiots that did the Bud Light campaign to do your campaign because you thought that would work for you? Seriously, how many women buy Maybelline makeup? They take it home and tell their bearded husband, here, put this on. It excites me. No, I'm sorry. You know, it's just not working. It's not working for me. Again, whatever you do inside your house is up to you. But to put it in a printed ad or run it on TV or whatever the case may be, no. You see, this is what is Dr. Miriam Grossman, who we were trying to get on here, but we can't reach her. This is why she put this out here, put this out information out here, because that serves as the stepping stone for boycotting people. It is a real problem for parents who have children that are being influenced by this garbage in their school, in the TV. You know, they watch kids' TV, and the kids' TV is promoting it. This is a big problem for America right now. And what the transgender community needs to realize is this is something that is a personal decision for each individual. This is not something that you take out there and spread to everybody else because it's not their decision. You're infringing on their liberty by going out and promoting your thought process because you're trying to influence them to go out and become like you. Why? You see, that's the big problem. And the liberal libtard institutions are pandering this stuff. And to be honest with you, the gay community hates it. Any progress the gay community, you ever heard the old saying, two steps forward, one step back? Well, the gay community, the way they're looking at this thing right now, according to some of the people that we've talked to, it's two steps back, 10 steps back with this transgender garbage. Because most of the transgenders want to become that way because they think they have some sort of closet gay latency. And they want to go have sex with a man. So they want to dress up like a woman so they're more appealing. Good God. And you want to spread this stuff to our kids? Really? See, this is why we tell you to keep it in the closet. You know, what you do in the privacy of consenting adults is one thing. You only have to deal with God on this. But when you bring it out in the open, you get to deal with we, the parents. And if we, the parents, don't like it, you're going to hear about it. And if you're a company that promotes it, you're going to hear about it. We've got a story about 25 funny pet photo finalists, and it is pretty funny with some of the pictures that people have taken of their dogs playing with tennis balls, jumping up in the air and barking is pretty cool. There is another interesting news story you should know about pets and how useful they are and why it's nice when you have a rather large dog. A couple's dog in Pennsylvania has helped to capture an escaped inmate. Conowingo Township residents Ron and Cindy Eklund heard their beloved dog, Tucker. Gee, I wonder why they named him that. Barking in the woods behind their house last weekend, they knew something was not right. And of course, Tucker's barking alerted them, and they went out in the woods to find out what he was barking about and came upon escaped prisoner Michael Burham in their backyard. And of course, they summoned the police. 34-year-old who's being held at the Warren County Jail reportedly used exercise equipment to scramble onto the jail's roof and make his escape using bed sheets. He is the main suspect in the shooting of Kayla Hodgkin in Jamestown, New York, and later allegedly set a parked car on fire and kidnapped a Pennsylvania couple. He was able to elude authorities for 9 days after his escape, and thanks to Tucker, he's back in custody again. Wow. See, dogs serve their purpose. Do you remember the preacher that was preaching on Pennsylvania Avenue at the Pride event? And police arrested him in Pennsylvania. It was in Pennsylvania that was happening in Philly. He is now suing the police department, or in Reading, Pennsylvania. That's right. He's suing the police department for false arrest and all that other good stuff. And news of the weird, a 12-year-old has been charged with throwing acid on an 11-year-old at a Detroit playground. Both the victim and the assailant were black. Now tell me that this is white supremacy, folks. Brady in Vegas, we got a minute. Go.
I'll make it really quick. The fifth column, the guys that do the hypothetical testing, and they've been doing the COVID testing from the beginning, the best place to go and find out what's really inside the death jab. And what they came out with, again, is the graphene nanotubes, and the graphene that's inside the jabs are the most dangerous part of the jabs. But the worst thing is you're dealing with graphene nanotubes, which are implants from alien beings, which we've been studying for years.
Brady, we're at the break. Sorry, I gotta cut it. Oh man, we're gonna be back. Hopefully we'll have Alan Gossett on the phone. We're gonna be talking about this little thing called aquanetics. Stay with us here in the Power Hour. Be right back.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on a Wednesday. Appreciate your joining in with us here. The roll your sleeves up. Yeah. Gotta love it. Hey, guess what? Way back when, our beloved Joyce Riley, who spearheaded this show, actually had started taking testimonials about the item that we're going to be talking about in this particular segment, called Solar Hydro. And everybody that has been using it has had nothing but great reviews, off-grid rain harvest testimonials. I mean, this thing, people that have been in emergency situations have relied on this and survived on this. And what's really neat is we get to talk to the owner and CEO of Aquanetics H2O, Alan Gossett. Welcome to the show, sir.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me back. It's been a minute, but
a minute.
We started with you guys back in 2015, and we're back, and we appreciate you guys in the Power Hour.
Okay, now I get right to the point of this stuff because, you know, we're the kind of people that are all solution-based here, and I know you know that, because if you were on with Joyce, and you definitely know the way she was thinking, and we continue that thought process in her memory, the thing that we're talking about is your ability to purify water for whatever use. And this is using solar? Is that right? Could you explain how the process works, first off, for those that are not in the know?
Absolutely. This solar hydro is a solar-charged backpack, portable system you can take anywhere in the world and purify groundwater, lake water, river, standing water, because and just talking the United States, 98% of the surface water in the United States is contaminated, whether it's with chemical, virus, bacteria, or so forth. So you can take this anywhere in the world. You take the water directly from the freshwater source. It'll purify it at the rate of a gallon a minute. Now, this is not just a water filter. This is a purification system, two totally different things. They share the same characteristics, but a filtration system will only pull water through a series of filters only. Per the Water Quality Association of America, a virus, which may be waterborne or will you will find viruses in water, can be as small as a 0.004 micron. It's super tiny. So a filter will not inherently filter out or grab a virus. So this goes through four stages. It goes through a pre-screen as you pull water, say, out of a lake. Keeps out the leaves and sticks and larger debris. It will go through two separate filtration cartridges, which filters the water down to a 0.05 micron, which will grab, again, some of your larger debris, but it'll also grab some of your larger protozoa, bacterium, and things like that. Then it goes through the final stage four purification system where the viruses and bacteria that will get through filters, by the way, this stage four will kill, eradicate, or inactivate viruses and bacteria. So then the water is ready for consumption immediately. I mean, you can literally drink out of the outlet hose if you want. We recommend putting every, you know, during an emergency, you're probably not going to sit there and drink out of the hose. You're probably going to collect this water, take it back to where you need. That's what we recommend. But that's basically, in a nutshell, how this thing works.
That is amazing. Alan, how long have you been selling these things? Obviously, you know, you were on Joyce Riley's show, so you had to have been doing this for at least 20 years.
Well, we started, we did a lot of research, and we actually started with a company as we manufactured solar generators, which those have been around forever. And more and more times that we met the public, we went all over the United States and the Midwest and met a lot of people and did some testing, things like that. More and more people said, yeah, that's a really cool system. What about water? Probably 9 out of 10 said, what about water? So we took a step back, did some testing, did some development research, and in 2015 is when we launched the Solar Hydro. And you said it earlier, I met Joyce, and if you guys have not heard the interviews with Joyce, they're great. She was such a great lady, but took it out to her place, and I made her drink her pond water. If you guys have not heard her on the wow. interview, she goes crazy, and her assistant Noelle was there too, and she made her assistant drink it too, and she kept going, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. She literally kept saying it over and over. But, you know, the system speaks for itself. We don't sell these units out of fear. People are going to do what they do, right? You buy car insurance hoping you never need it. A lot of the folks that we work with here at the Power Hour, the listeners, so forth, a lot of them might have food storage and things like that, hoping, right, that you never use it or need it. But the question that I've always had for folks like us that work with food storage and things like that is, how are you going to cook your food when there's no water? You're not going to go to a ditch or a lake and pull lake water out full of all of these different bacteria and viruses and contaminants and cook your food with it, are you? No, you're probably not. So one of the main staples of life is air, food, water. You have to have these three essential things to survive. And at a gallon a minute, up to 30 to 40 gallons on one charge, up to 100 gallons a day, you're not just talking about pulling a little bit of water out of like a little filter or a gravity-fed type system, which a lot of these are good, by the way. But if you have a family too, you're going to need more water than a gravity-fed will provide you in a day. That's what about true. Your animals? What yep. about cooking? You know, one of the biggest spreads of disease is because of lack of water and hygiene. People don't realize that. They say you can live on a gallon a day. Are you sure about that? What are you cooking with? What are you providing first aid with? What are you giving to your animals? I mean, so a gallon a minute sounds nice, and it's technically true if you don't live in a hot climate like Arizona right now or Death Valley or wherever. Yeah. But you're going to go through a lot more than a gallon a day. Trust me on this. It's a fact. But yeah, the system is great. And like you said, and it's not blowing smoke, guys. We've never had a complaint on the system. We use medical grade parts, no joke, like parts you would see in hospitals. They're very expensive. We source everything out of the states that we can. They're made here. They're not made in China and shipped in or wherever. They're made here. And we stand by our product. Heck, you can put it on your back like a backpack and backpack it wherever you want anywhere in the world, or you can pull it like a piece of luggage with a handle and wheels.
So that's it. So it has some weight to it.
It does. The unit weighs about 25 pounds. What's interesting is 25 pounds is a lot easier to carry than 10 gallons of water. Water weighs 8 pounds a gallon. So, and in fact, your listeners, they already know this, so I'm preaching to the choir, but most emergency packs or rucksacks will weigh from 40 to 75 pounds. So when you're working with, say, a family that knows we need to be prepared for any situation, typically someone's in charge of security, someone's in charge of the food, someone's in charge of the water and so forth. So for one person to handle 25 pounds is really not that big of a deal, specifically if you can pull it on wheels and all that. And again, you hoping you have these things and you never have to use them, but I would just encourage, if your listeners call in and talk to Jay or you guys, how many have actually used it? They have. And in fact, one of your listeners let a fire department down in the Houston area use the solar hydro during the hurricane down there several years back. No joke. The folks at the fire at the firehouse used it. They rinsed dishes with it. They pulled water. I mean, everyone's flooded, if you remember. They literally used this in the field during the hurricane. So, you know, most people that have actually used this, they're like, okay, now I get it.
Yeah, that is amazing. Now, the thing is that today's promotion, while supplies last, you get $100 off your order, but people are going to call up and they go, okay, how much, because this is it. This is not an infomercial, folks. This is what we call survival mode. And for those of you that are serious preppers out there and people who care about what happens and your ability to get water, you may already have a pond and have water access, and the pond is spring fed and it's stocked with fish and fish poop. And so, I mean, you've got all this going on. And you have to, because all of a sudden we had grid down power up yesterday on the show. When this happens, you need this Hydro backpack, which is solar powered. And now, how long does it take to recharge, Alan?
I have personally recharged this the power supply in about 2 hours. Now, people that know solar, you know, how close you to the equator, the time of the year, you know, the zenith of the sun in the sky and all of that kind of business. But just in the Midwest, like we took it to Missouri, just in the Midwest in Missouri, not Texas, not New Mexico, not close to the equator, but I recharged it in about 2 hours.
Okay. So, and it in a 2 hour charge, you can with one full charge, you can produce how many gallons of water?
Between 30 and 40 gallons.
Okay. That makes a whole lot of sense. 30 and 40 gallons is enough to take care of the family for a day. So that makes it worth it in times of crisis. Now, cost. What are we talking about? We only have 8 of them set aside for Power Hour listeners out there. But if you were to order this thing on the market, what are we talking about?
you guys run them for $13.97 with a $100 off today. It's $12.97. And guys, one thing that I wanted to mention too, that's not cheap. But I will tell you, please go online. Look at any other unit that's quote-unquote solar. I've seen them for $5,000 that weigh 72 pounds that run a gallon a minute. I'm not kidding you. I've seen units that inject chemicals or ozone or these other things, $3,500, less than a gallon a minute. It's no joke. So we know this is pricey, but when it comes down to it, if this was something like putting nice wheels on your car, well, you don't really need that, right? You will never really need that. But when it comes down to it, we all understand with everything going on in the world, everybody's watching the news. Everybody's seeing the food shortages. Everybody's seeing all of the treatment plants go down, all of the fires, all the things. You're going to have to rely on yourself. You will have to rely on yourself. People that think that FEMA is going to come in and save you, the director of FEMA under Trump, no, well, it's true. The director of FEMA under Trump specifically said, and I will source it and send you the quote if you want, FEMA is not in the business of rescuing people. FEMA allocates monies to local communities and regions so they get the things they need to help the people. Okay? That's per FEMA. That's not Alan saying this without. This is FEMA. You're going to have to rely on yourself. And let's say you don't have a pond in your backyard. Well, chances are there's standing water somewhere. There's a lake nearby. There's a creek nearby. There's a stream. There's some semblance of water somewhere. And in fact, people use the solar hydro when there's boil orders. How many hundreds of thousands of boil orders are across the United States every year? Happens all the time.
Makes sense. Yep, it does.
And then one thing that I'll tell you, too, is people say, well, okay, the unit I get, I bet the filters cost $50, $60 each. No, they're like $5 and $10 each, guys. We don't make this unit to where it's all-inclusive. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of systems out there that will say, all right, here's your unit, $3,000, but now you have to buy the proprietary filters from us. We made them special for this unit. Well, guys, do you know how inconvenient that is if the quote-unquote manufacturer is out of those proprietary filters and you need them? You just bought a $3,000 boat anchor. You can get these filters from Powerball. You can get them from us. You can get them other places online. We appreciate you supporting the Powerball, but we are not locking the customer into you got to get them from us or forget you guys. We don't do that. I will tell you that has probably been one of my biggest pet peeves in working in this industry is how companies try to pigeonhole their clients into, well, you can only get XYZ from us. No, we're not doing that.
Well, so the thing is that I guess the average person on the street, Alan, would ask, how often do I have to replace these filters? And if they're not proprietary, where can I get them? Do I need a backup supply of them? Because people are going to ask that question naturally. Do we still have Alan here? Hello. Now we're trying to get him back. See, that's the thing. When we get to the meat and potatoes of the conversation, what do we got? Somebody messing with our phone lines again? Wow. This, of course, we're talking with the owner and CEO of Aquanetics H2O. This is a 25-pound backpack that you can get for $12.97 today. That's today at the Power Hours Power Mall. We're going to give you $100 off your order, and only 8 of these have been set aside for the Power Hour. And again, we got Alan back, and what I'm trying to figure out here, how often do you have to replace the filters and where do you get them from?
The filters you can get through us at aqh20.com, or obviously we prefer you go through the Power Mall. Filters. The stage one filter grabs most of the dirt and sediment. Now, we don't say the cleaner the water, the better. We say the clearer the water, the better. I've personally taken one of these units down to the Mississippi River. They don't call it the Big Muddy for nothing. And I pulled water out and drank it on camera. And I'm still here, and that was back in 2014. Now, that first filter lasted about a half a gallon. Guys, you're pulling mud through the unit. Please don't do that. I did it, but what I'm saying is the clearer the water that you can see, the less dirt and sediment, right? So you'll typically get 50 to 100 gallons, maybe a little more, out of that first filter. The second filter in line that grabs petrochemicals and radon gas and all of these things, that lasts up to 3,000 gallons. It's no joke. So the filters, again, if you're not pulling mud through the unit, if you're pulling clearer, cleaner water, if possible, clearer water, they're going to last longer. It's just like with your air filter on your car, your air filters on your furnace, or your HVAC unit in your house. It's all the same philosophy, and it's all the same. So, but you can get these filters through the Power Mall. You can get them through us. You can get them through other places online. Other places. We are not locking you guys into just, you have to go through Allen or the Power Mall. Again, people that know the Power Mall, the Power Hour, they trust you guys, been around a while. They like to support you guys. That's where they would, of course, get them. But in a pinch, if they had to get them through somewhere else online, you're more than able to do so.
Okay, so if you don't pull mud through this thing, you're not replacing the filters as often, but stage one filter, you're probably going to replace more than you would the rest of them. That's my understanding from what you just said.
That's correct. And anybody that's prepared, and again, these things run $5 to $10 for a filter. They're very inexpensive. Most people that are going to invest in their family or their small community or their local CERT team or things like that, they're going to have extra filters on hand anyway. It makes sense.
Yeah. Now, the thing is that do you also, because we have Heaven's Harvest and they sell water bricks, which hold 3 gallons, these would be ideal to fill those up because they don't have all the PFAS and all the other garbage that all these other plastic containers do. Because I see people out there filling up these plastic containers and the sun hits it and you get all these PFASs in the water you're drinking, which is basically plastic that's going into your system. And you don't stock stuff like that. We'd have to go get the water brick in order to make that work.
Water bricks are perfect. Love
them. Yeah, I love them too. All right. So this is the thing, folks. We've tried to get as much of the questions answered you would normally have. And of course, we're going to be releasing the information out there. Now, the website, obviously, we prefer that you go through the Power Mall. And the Power Mall is open right now. We've got 8 of these units set aside at thepowermall.com. For those of you who want to go online and order them, you get $100 off. The coupon code is there. But if you want to call Jay right now at 877-817-9829 and order one of these units, we only have 8 of them set aside. I know that a lot of people are looking at their budgets and going, I don't know. You know, well, they're normally $100 more. If you want to acquire them through the Power Hour, we can get them for you because Aquanetics H2O has been affiliated with the Power Hour for quite a number of years now. So understand that this is all about survival. And for those of you who know what this unit does, the Hydra Backpack System, you know exactly how efficient they are. So, Aquanetics H2O. That's what we're doing here today. And Alan Gossett, man, I'm so glad that you came on the show and supplied us with some of these things to, you know, take care of our devoted preppers out there, because I know they're the ones that really are taking an interest in this, and we appreciate you.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you guys, too, if you go to our website, aqh2o.com, of course, you can see a lot of videos and stuff. Guys, we don't offer a discount on our sites. This is through the Power Mall. Because we've had a relationship with you guys, this is what we do. And so to save that type of money, and don't forget, you're already getting a set of filters. You're getting the solar array. You're getting the entire unit and so forth. Everything is self-contained included. Go through the Power Mall. Heck, $100 to me is $100. You might as well save the money. And again, we've set 8 aside for you guys, for all of your listeners. And again, if you just call Jay and look for more information, we'll get you the information. It's not a problem. But again, you get these things. Guys, water, If you don't have water, I'm going to reiterate this last time. If you don't have water, what are you going to cook your prepper food with?
Well, if you don't have water, Alan, you got 72 hours to live, and that's about it. So, you know,
well,
people are looking
for... If you're out in a hot climate, you have 72 hours.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's the thing. And understand that we're all about solutions here, and we're out of time for today. Alan Gossett from Aquanetics H2O, thank you so much for being on the show with us. Out of time for this Wednesday, but you got quite a snoot full of information out there. We'll be back tomorrow with our Thursday edition here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. You know, just be smart. God gave you a sound mind. Use it. Be back tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless what's left of the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.